never mind its chilly name. As a travel destination, Iceland is hot. Land of fire and ice. Iceland is Europe's most westerly country, with the most northerly capital city in the world. It is my first trip to this land of fire and ice, and it is with great excitement that I board the plane in London for my trip out to the wilds of the North Atlantic Ocean. In fact, I do rather feel like a modern Viking explorer following in the footsteps of those who migrated there from Northern Europe more than 1,000 years before me. However, it isn't long before this link with the past is cruelly cut, as I am told to safely store my rucksack in the overhead compartment and instructed to buckle up with 100 other obedient passengers who have been herded onto the familiar metal tube along with me. Iceland, of course, is no longer just the mythical land of fire and ice that we imagine it to be. Those early settlers quickly established the foundations for a civilized society by creating the world's first parliament. Today, the country, with its population of just over 310,000 people, spread over 100,000 square kilometres, has suffered a banking and financial crisis along with the rest of us. The capital, Reykjavik, is a small, clean city known for its colourful and stylish architecture. The city centre is full of shops, art galleries, cafes and bookshops. In 2000, Reykjavik was very deservedly awarded the title of Europe's City of Culture, thanks to its impressive art collections and museums and lively nightlife. However, leaving the hustle and bustle of the city behind me following my arrival and travelling out towards the volcanoes and lava fields, Iceland's legendary landscape begins to emerge and visions of those early settlers return. Perhaps it is the long winter nights, often spectacularly lit up by the northern lights, or the extraordinarily long summer days, with up to 22 hours of daylight, that bring a magical, almost spiritual quality to this land and its people. It is with no surprise, then, that shortly after my arrival in a small village en route to the famous Blue Lagoon, that my hosts in the hotel insist that I join them and their family out on the lawn for a party that fills the air with laughter and delight well into the small hours. But there's much more to Iceland than partying. The country is one of the most volcanically active nations in the world, and there are a number of hot springs around the island. All are heated naturally by underground volcanic activity. In fact, energy produced by these springs is converted into electricity, which provides power and heat for people's homes and businesses. As a result, Iceland burns very little fossil fuels such as oil and gas, and has some of the cleanest air in the world. So, as I finally reach my next port of call, Iceland's most famous hot spring, the huge lake of bright blue seawater known as the Blue Lagoon, I lie back, just like the other 300,000 visitors a year who come to relax in its steaming hot water and contemplate this country of adventures. Submerged in 38 degrees centigrade skin-improving, curing waters, with plans tomorrow to visit Vatnajökull to see the famous ice caves which lie within Europe's largest glacier, it's difficult to think of a country of greater contrast. Iceland justifiably retains the reputation for being one of the coolest cultures in Europe, yet it's also one of Europe's hottest travel destinations. For this adventurous traveller, that equals perfection.